This is VOA's Healthy Living. As evidence mounts of brain injuries in professional American football players, new research suggests that even soccer, the lower impact game the rest of the world calls football, may be hard on the brain as well. John Hardy is a neuroscience professor at University College London. He says your brain has the consistency of a firm pudding.
But your blood vessels are just a little bit tougher, and so if you do a rapid rotation, they act like little cheese wires and do bits of damage around them.
According to one study, professionals may hit the ball with their heads thousands of times over their careers, but it's not clear if that's enough to do serious damage.
If you've got a little bit of brain damage to do with an Alzheimer change and a little bit of brain damage to do with CTE, you're more likely to be demented.
Hardy adds it does not mean every soccer player will develop dementia.
The people we've studied, these are people who were professional footballers for 25 to 30 years. This is very different from a casual weekend player or a school player. It's just a different order of magnitude of contact.
British soccer associations have pledged to back more studies on the subject. Vitamin D helps the body absorb calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphate, and zinc, so it's vital that we have plenty of it floating around in our bodies. Humans get a lot of it from exposure to the sun, and during the winter, or because many of us spend our days indoors, we have to get what we need through food or vitamin supplements. A new study now suggests vitamin D plays an even more important role in our health than we thought, and researchers have a suggestion to help people get what they need. It seems easy enough. Just throw some vitamin D in with your flour for an easy vitamin D fix. But John Townsend isn't so sure.
I don't think anything should be added to bread. I think it should just be flour, water, and salt. I can understand why they want to do it, but I think it's old-fashioned.
Researchers at Queen Mary University in London say fortifying bread is an easy way to get a daily dose. And their research suggests that vitamin D does more than keep you healthy. It might actually keep you from getting sick.
The headline finding is that we showed a 10% reduction in the risk of acute respiratory infection, that's coughs, colds, and flu, with vitamin D in the general population. But among people who had the lowest vitamin D levels to start with, we saw a 50% reduction, i.e., your risk of cough, cold, and flu is reduced by a half if you take a vitamin D supplement if you have a low level to start with.
Research has also shown a link between low levels of vitamin D and depression, so whether you get it from the sun, from food, or a pill, the new research is just more proof that getting enough of it is vital to a healthy lifestyle. I'm Jim Stevenson for VOA's Healthy Living.